This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Holy mother of Montezuma, what happened to the Democrats? Woo! Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I feel like James Brown when I talk about these guys. I just want to like break out into some rhythm. Democrats going downhill fast. Their number one candidate melting before our very eyes. Oh my gosh. It's painful to watch. Even as a here's the reason why it's painful. I don't have a dog in the fight in the sense of, you know, best candidate should win. If Donald Trump were a Democrat saying what he says, I'd be saying to people, I know it's going to sound sacrilegious, but Kevin Jackson would be saying, you know what, I may have to vote for a Democrat for the first time in my career, my political history. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Donald Trump's a rock star. None of the Democrats are. It's that simple. They know it. There are people out there mad. They're mad. They're mad because they're so wrong. Wow. I mean, come on. Tulsi Gabbard, what retread Democrat with some crazy policy do you want? You want Steyer? You want Yang? You want Klobuchar? By the way, Klobuchar and Julian Castro, there's 10 Democrats that qualify for the debates. They're finally narrowing. They've got a standard now that says, here's how you get to the debate. You got to get to 2% of the vote. Does anybody believe that the DNC is really running this thing on the up and up? Cory Booker made it. Julian Castro. So they got two women, because they got Warren and Kamala Harris. They got Cory Booker. They got their black people. They got their women. They got the Hispanic. Of course, Buttigieg. They got their gay. They got a bunch of old people, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden and others, right? So they're just rounding out, you know, who's going to be the 10. So de Blasio probably won't make it. Steyer won't make it. Yang probably won't make it. I don't know. There's too many to know. I know that many because I'm not paid to know, but I'm sort of paid to know. It's my job. So I have to know. But I bet you many of you are like, who knows, who cares? Top four are what it boils down to. And I still say the Democrats have major issues. I don't know that Elizabeth Warren is going to be the one. I don't. Is Bernie Sanders going to resurge? Here's what you can understand about the Democrats. Their top contenders have all dropped. Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris. Steady downward trend. Elizabeth Warren's shooting up a bit. Now she did her new Indian mea culpa again, and she's hoping that that's gonna quell the masses. But I can tell you right now, they don't know what's going to happen. I've already been on record to tell you Kamala Harris and Joe Biden will not be the Democrats' nominee. Joe Biden cannot recover. He doesn't have the brain. Sorry to say it. I mean, he's had one kid die of brain cancer. Joe Biden's had two brain surgeries. I think God is trying to tell you something. I know it sounds cruel, but I'm just giving you the facts, folks. I'm not trying to be mean. I feel a man lost his son. If you think I don't feel for that, my grandmother lost my mother. Are you kidding? There is nobody that feels more sympathy for a parent losing a child. That is a horrible thing for anybody. I'm not making fun of it. I'm just giving you the facts. Joe Biden's son, Bo, died of brain cancer. Joe had two aneurysms. I think God may be trying to tell you something, Joe. Certainly Barack Obama was when he said, Joe, why are you doing this? You know why Barack Obama said that? That is a very veiled way of Barack Obama saying, Joe, you are too demented. You cannot be president of the United States. You couldn't be vice president. You know how tough it is. You watch me fail at it. Why are you going to try to do this, Joe? You don't got the brain for it. People are going to get mad. Oh, Kevin. I'm just telling you, Democrats in big trouble. top candidates dropping, they tell, oh, in this head-to-head matchup, everybody beats Donald Trump. Nonsense. Elizabeth Warren. Have you heard of Elizabeth Warren? We've got to do something about this thing. I cannot wait for Donald Trump to stomp a mud hole in her politically. Not Antifa-like. You know what I'm saying? Not Black Lives Matter-like. Not KKK-like, like Democrats. No. Just metaphorically. Stomp a hole in that woman. Democrats in big trouble. I'll tell you, I'm gonna go into a little bit more about why they're in big trouble. And let me just go ahead and tell you, they're in big trouble because these investigations are heating up. But I'm not even gonna talk about that right now. They're in big trouble for a whole other reason. Stick with me. Have we passed the collection plate yet? Feel like I'm preaching. At a Baptist church, we would have passed the collection plate three times by now. Baptist preacher would go, nah, we ain't collected enough. We're going to pass the plate again and see if we can get to the number we need to get to. Oh, man, I love dealing with you white folks. And I know there's some colored folks listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. And some Asians, we have Asians to listen to. Yes, they do. They do. We got them all. You want to know why? Because we are one America, baby. One America. We have a culture. That's it. And you love it. You love when I joke about your color, when I joke about your feminism. Let me just go and tell you. I'm going to tell you what I was thinking the other day about feminists. I was saying, I wish I could be a woman for a week because I would own stuff. You know what I'm saying? I would be running countries. Put me together the way I want to look. Okay? And I will be running stuff. Women, if they let a dude like me be a woman for a week, I would shut feminism down forever. Cause I would just be they'd say Kevin Jackson's a woman for a week. If a woman of his choosing, I'd come back in a week in a yacht, you know, with a helicopter on my yacht, have a big jumbo jet waiting for me, and a bank account that would choke a Russian oligarch, but how about one of them African dictators? I would make them look like a pauper. I would own stuff. Give me a week with the accoutrements of a woman. I'd shut feminism down forever. They'd be like, I don't know who that black woman was, but she was something. Where did she go? I'd be crying if I had to revert back to a man. Man, no, please don't make me go back. And I'm pretty cool as a dude. Y'all know this. Oh, man, I'm going to tell you why Democrats are in trouble when we get back. I got to tell you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100, ShopSuperTea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talk about hold your nose and vote. Pick any Democrat candidate, and that's what you got to do. You got to hold your nose to vote. You got to do more than that. You got to put on an oxygen mask. Sound like Darth Vader. I choose. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Wait a minute. I've been talking about Democrats in trouble, and I was talking about their candidates, right? But they got bigger trouble than that. Because while they have to focus on the presidential race, they also have another thing looming, and that is down ticket, right? They got to maintain the House. They got to try not to lose seats in the Senate. You see what I'm saying? The Republicans had a disadvantage in the Senate the last time around. I don't know where it is this time, but there's no disadvantage for Republicans politically in 2020. 2018, they rigged it. They took over the House. Fine. Watch what happens in 2020. And by the way, Democrats are in trouble, but I'm not talking about the candidates. I keep reminding you of it, don't I? You're like, Kevin, will you just get to it? Okay, holy mother of Montezuma. What happened to him? The Democrats are fundraising in Mexico. That's right. The Democrats, the DNC are going to hold three fundraisers in Mexico. I said, what next? Guatemala? El Salvador? No, I got it. I got it. Go fundraise in Somalia. Holy Toledo, man. I'm not even going to bring up the potential election laws that the DNC may violate to fundraise in Mexico. Because the fact that they ventured to Mexico to fundraise is punishment enough on the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to give us a ring. I guess desperate times call for desperate measures. Donald Trump is kicking booty, and the Democrats have to have some way to get that booty back, get that money back. Booty is bounty, for some of you leftists that don't know these words. Apparently, the money for the Democrats in the United States has dried up. Yeah, it's dried up. I know Tom Steyer's running for president, and he's a billionaire, and, well, they say he's running for president, and you don't see much of him. But he pulled a lot of funds from the party of slavery because he used to fund a lot of campaigns. Tom Steyer, you've seen him run all those anti-Trump commercials. Donald Trump, he's a criminal. He's a war criminal. He's a colluder. They just complain, complain, complain. Donald Trump is a butt-kicking machine, a Democrat butt-kicking machine. If you are not a pragmatist, if you have stupid ideas, Donald Trumpitus. He's Greek now. Donald Trump doesn't like when you don't accomplish stuff. He is all about success. Now, he understands about failure. He'll let you fail, but he won't let you fail much. He's a bigot against failure, as are you, America. Can you imagine trying to build this country on the backs of these failures? Take any concept that these people have and apply it. Apply it other than the open borders, right? Because when we came over to find this country, you know, we found it, and then whether you like it or not, we started kicking butt against the indigenous people. That would be the Indians, the natives of the land of what became America, and we took it over. That's what we did. But outside of that, from an open borders perspective, what we said is, you bring your toughest people, you bring your baddest boys. We want your best stuff. And we formed, in a 200 year period, 243 years, we have formed the most amazing place on the planet. Most sane. I mean, I could go on. We do things the right way. We've overcome almost any problem that we've ever faced, whether it was misogyny, whether it was, you know, anti-Semitic, you know, name it, anti-black, anti-Chinese, anti-European, you name it. We've overcome it. And boy, we are wicked smart in a way. It doesn't matter what anybody does. America has a way to top you. Whether it's Apollo 13 and they say, build this out of this, we do it. The Russians beat us to the moon. We say, fine, we'll go back and we'll trump you on this, that, and the other. And we do it. Doesn't matter. Overcome slavery, the lack of civil rights of people, the lack of gender rights for the LGBT, everything. We've overcome it. And all we do is get better at it. But you know what the left do? They complain and complain and complain. Look, here's what I want to talk about. These desperate times and desperate measures. Steyer can't fund the Democratic Party anymore. George Soros is on the run. His stuff is backfiring. I think he's questioning what his ability is to do things. I mean, I don't know why people are leaving the Democratic Party. I guess after Hillary Clinton's defeat, the left coast billionaires are taking a wait-and-see attitude on things. I'm going to make a prediction because there was a Silicon Valley fat cat that said, you know what? I support Donald Trump, and there are a lot more of us who support Trump than we're willing to tell you. We won't say it publicly, but we support him. We're not throwing big fundraisers at our houses, but we're figuring out ways to put our money into his pockets because he is doing the things we need done. So, the Democratic National Committee finds themselves in trouble. So Tom Perez says we're going to hold three fundraisers for American expats in Mexico as Democrats struggle to keep pace with Republicans in fundraising. Oh, I know that the fundraising doesn't mean anything in politics. It's like that crowds. You know, those crowds don't mean anything in politics. Oh, you know, Donald Trump declaring the media fake news, that's just going to backfire on him. We're not fake news. We're winners. Three events in Mexico beginning on September 28th. One event is a happy hour. It's going to be $25 to attend. Okay, let me put this in perspective. You go all the way to Mexico, and you hold an event, and you go, it's $25 to attend. So you're an expat. There's supposedly 1.5 million, or give or take, expats in Mexico, Americans, living in Mexico. The entire country of Mexico, okay? I think they're going to go to Mexico City. So maybe they're going to go to Guadalajara, Mexico City, and Monterrey. I don't know. But wherever they go, all these expats are supposedly there. Let me tell you where the expats live in Mexico. They live on the coast. Rocky Point in Arizona. You know, anywhere there's water and they can cross back over into the United States quickly. That's where they live. And yeah, there's some in Mexico City. And of course, we got our criminals that live over there. But yeah, so that's what we're doing. The Democrats, in any way, the DNC, struggling to keep pace with the Republicans. How sad is that? They got to go to a country where millions of people live in squalor in order to fundraise, and one of the events is $25. So there's 1.5 million people, expats, that are legal to contribute to Americans in this country, and they're going to charge $25. How many of that, let's just say 150,000 people showed up. Which, of course, you know that's not going to be the case. What do you think they're going to collect? I don't have an idea, but I'm going to make a bet that they don't even collect $3 million.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is making his first official visit to Canada. Pompeo says the meetings with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and the Canadian Foreign Minister were positive and a step forward in strengthening the U.S.'s relationship with Canada. Pompeo also has a message for Congress.
We need to get the USMCA wrapped up. We need to get it done. And we need our parliament's vote to ratify them. It'll be good for the people all across North America.
Pompeo speaking there about ratifying the U.S.-Canada-Mexico trade agreement. Coast Guard Captain Mark Villon says they will be suspending the search for a pair of firefighters who went missing off the Florida coast last week.
We still have Brian and Justin somewhere out there, and we remain with them. Our thoughts and prayers remain with them.
The active search will stop Thursday at sundown. Firefighters Brian McLooney and Justin Walker left from Port Canaveral on a fishing boat last Friday. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I've been talking about the Democrats and their problems. They've got problems with their candidates. They've got problems with what's looming on the DOJ side. I hope we can get to some of this today. We only really have a couple more segments to the show, but maybe we can get to it. But their major problem is in fundraising. And it's only going to get worse. You're running to Mexico to find expatriate money. I'm not one for explaining how events work, but you got to take your entire operation to Mexico, an entire country, and arrange all these different events. How easy is it to do that here in America? How many places are you going to spread? They say they're doing three events. One of the events, they're charging $25 a head. I guess that's for the ordinary American expat living in Mexico. $25. So maybe, happy hour kind of thing. Then the other is this. They say they've got additional events where they'll charge between, these are going to be dinners, where they charge between $1,000 and $15,000. 1.5 million expats. Let me give you some numbers. 10% are not going to be there, so they're not going to be 150,000. Even if there were, half of them, you can presume, are going to be for Donald Trump. Right? Because a lot of the people that go to Mexico to live, they're rich people. They've saved up. They're watching their money grow in the United States. And they're over in Mexico fishing and, having mint juleps on the beach. And living in, some really nice villas. I don't know if you've been over there. There's some really nice places over in Rocky Point, across the border in Mexico. I mean, I don't know exactly where you might want to live. Some people like the mountains. Some people like the ocean. But wherever it is, most of the people that are there, they're pretty well healed. But their money's back here being invested. So if it were 75,000, if they got 10% of the expats to show up, which would be shocking, because they got to be that plugged into the politics of the United States, and I don't think most of them are. You retire. You go over there to get away from all of this nonsense. You're saying to yourself, I don't care what you do. But if you do care, you know what you care about? You care about your money. So I think the majority, but I'm going to even say half, so 75,000 people, how many of them are going to be the $25 folks? I don't think it'll be 75,000. So if you have a 1,000 to 15,000 person dinner, you're probably going to have, let's just say 500 people max. if the $25 venue is there, what are you going to do? You're going to rent out Aztec Stadium in Mexico City and hope for the best? You better bring Donald Trump with you if you want to get a crowd there. Can you imagine if Donald Trump went to Mexico City, arranged to get the expats to come to Aztec Stadium, put 40,000 people in that stadium, and charge them $25? It could happen. He could do it. Yeah. Wow. Just think about the amount of money. I mean, this guy would raise, what is that, for 40,000 people at $25 a piece. So if it was, that's $1 million? I mean, like that. Is my math right? I don't know. I got a math degree, but I don't like to use it. I kind of refuse to use it. Anyway, all I'm saying is, to me, this has a mark of desperation all over it. What do you guys think? I'm doing the math right now. Yep, $1 million. I was right. Anyway, DNC spokesperson Jotitl Inihosa confirmed that these events are going to take place. They said DNC will require that attendees provide information showing they are American citizens or permanent residents so that they comply with all the laws. Of the 1.5 million Americans living in Mexico, what does it take to make a trip worthwhile? As I said, if they got 40,000 people doing $25 a head, it's $1 million. I don't think they're going to get that. How many people at 15 grand do they need to raise $1 million? You can do the math on it. Say they got 10,000 people and raise 1.5 million. Do you think 10,000 people are going to show up and pay $15? I don't believe the Democrats will raise $1 million in Mexico. Not legally. I don't think they will. I'm no conspiracy theorist or theorist, but I would follow the money. We've learned from the Democrats and mostly the Clintons that they have no problem laundering money for these despots and desperados. So if El Chapo's, you know, what was it, the Medellin cartel or somebody, I don't know which one's over there, if they decide we got $5 million if you want to launder it for us, don't be surprised if Tom Perez says, hey, here's what we'll do. We'll put that money in Chicago. We will run it through the machine there. And when it comes out the other end, we keep, you know, $1.5 million and we will launder the other $3.5 for you. Wouldn't shock me at all to learn that's the deal. As I said earlier, if I was living in Mexico, let me put it another way. I will be so distant from politics when I retire, I may not vote. I'll be honest with you. If I decide I'm going to retire, have a villa in Costa Rica, and they go, it's election time, I might go, okay, good luck. I know it's not, may not be the right attitude, but I'm saying I've spent a lot of time and energy, a decade now, fighting a political battle. I don't know that I want to be. I'm just saying, I think a lot of people would be, I may vote, I may not vote. So when you look at 1.5 million, you look at the apathy. So let's say it's half, 750,000 just don't care, 750,000 do care. Of the 750,000 that do care, half of them are interested in their money, so they vote for Trump. So at least 375,000, I know, quick math, keep up, 375,000 Democrats to pick from on this little jaunt of theirs. So how many of those are going to be involved? Are really going to be tuned in? I'll fight Mexico traffic. Mexico City has 22 million people. I don't know if you've ever been there. Whew, it is a zoo. What do you think? It's bad for the Democrats. So let me give you some numbers. The DNC raised $8.5 million in June, the month of the party's presidential debates in Miami. Less than half that the Republicans raised, $20.7 million for the Republicans. The DNC also spent $7.5 million, almost as much as it raised during that time, and they finished the month with $9.3 million cash on hand. RNC's got $43.5 million cash at the end of June. So here's the Democrats. They raised their burn rate was 89% of what they collected. And we're not even in the race yet. I want you to think about this. They're still picking candidates. By the way, that's like most Democrats. They spend every dime they make. But this burn rate doesn't bode well for them in 2020. And partially it's because the media has been ineffective for them, so the burn rate is faster than it normally would be. But that was June. Let's look at July. The RNC raked in another record-breaking fundraising haul, easily surpassing the party's other off-year totals, garnering more than $20 million for the second month in a row. $20.8 million, gone up, yielding almost $178 million for the cycle, $46.6 million in total cash on hand. The figure is nearly double the 10.6 they raised in July of 2017, the next highest total in history of off-year fundraising, and much larger than the 7.9 they raised in July of 2003. Understand, folks, the Republicans are smashing records in an off-year. What do you think they're going to raise next year? When the Democrats, one, show more desperation and do more craziness that's going to make more Democrats leave the party, and two, Trump kicks things into high gear against only a single Democrat when he actually starts the race. Now, where did the growth come from with the Republicans? Digital. 1,100% more money raised during the same month in 2016, 2019, their digital fundraising. Clearly, the Republicans have enhanced their war chest, and they're doing it monthly while the Democrats are depleting theirs. And with only one candidate running, you know that the Republicans are going to continue to grow, and it's going to be huge, and there's no wasted energy on 20-plus candidates who are ultimately going to lose. This is the problems that the Democrats face. But let me just tell you the biggest problem. It doesn't matter how much money the Democrats raise. They can't beat Trump. So Republicans can use their money for down-ticket races. And make no mistake about it, Democrats fundraising in Mexico, trying to get those pesos, is to fund the down-ticket Democrats in hope of keeping the House and not losing seats in the Senate. Because here's what they know and they will not tell you. They will never say this publicly. They cannot defeat Donald Trump. Now, I've already predicted they're going to lose the House, and they've obviously lost this coup attempt. So, say adios to Pelosi and bienvenidos to President Trump.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Be gone for a little bit of time here, taking a little bit of a mini vacation, but I want to cover some things before I leave because I'm going to miss a lot of news cycles, and I just want to cover as much as I can, as quickly as I can, but I want to begin with this because this is going to heat up in the time that I'm gone. Christopher Ray stonewalling, doesn't want to release the struck page text messages until after the 2020 election. It's one of the things that was found out. The FBI is now going to, they're under amazing level of scrutiny that is going to come out, I believe, in the time that I'm gone. By the way, this is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. People are starting to realize that Donald Trump has his act together. That's going to continue to get better and better while I'm gone. There's going to be a lot of good news while I'm gone. I just hate to put it that way. I hate to miss. I hate to miss, but I'm going to miss. KJRadio.com. So, but we got shows in there that you're going to love. We've got some evergreen stuff that you're gonna enjoy listening to. So please do support us while we're gone. I got to take a break. I'm just swamped. Have to get out and take a retreat. Anyway, here's a couple things I want to play. I want to talk about what a New York Times editor had to say about the Omar Tlaib Israel scandal.
One of the huge stories is the fact that Benjamin Netanyahu decided to bar the entry of two Democratic members of Congress, Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, from entering Israel based on Trump's bullying him into that position. He reversed course. Now, that's a huge story, one that I wrote a column about. But another huge story, one that has not been covered by any mainstream paper or network, is the fact that their trip to Israel, or as they called it, Palestine, was being sponsored by a group that literally published neo-Nazi blood libels and said that it supported female suicide bombers, you know, hailing them as heroes. That's a scandal. If someone like Steve King was going to Sweden or Norway and meeting with neo-Nazi groups, that would be front page news. One of the questions I think we need to ask is the fact that Trump has, you know, lodged racist, horrible attacks on these women, has that made them sort of untouchable for us to cover in an accurate way? I think that's one of the problems of this moment, that it's very hard to cover sort of complicated characters and stories like them because the president, everything he touches, becomes toxic.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. That is a leftist. She's still accusing the president of racism, which, you know, that's just the dog whistle. They're going to say that no matter what. But she's actually holding her people accountable, saying, you know what, we should be talking about their anti-Semitism. I just wanted to play that because I want you to understand, we are at a time in America where it is a renaissance. Leftists are finally getting at least part of the picture. They're starting to see the level of hypocrisy in their own work, the ironies. I want to talk about John King talking about CNN and what he had to say about Donald Trump and China. I'm going to bounce around a little bit because we don't have a lot of time, and I'm going to be gone for a little bit of time. Here it is.
And look, the president is absolute when he says that China has been cheating for 25 years and that Bill Clinton didn't do enough about it, George W. Bush didn't do enough about it, Barack Obama didn't do enough about it, or didn't want to pick the fights for other reasons, thought there were reasons the U.S. economy is benefiting so much, we won't pick these fights. Start the conversations, not finish the conversation. The president is absolutely right.
Now, you know CNN put a fatwa out on that dude after he made that comment. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Donald Trump is right on China. John King isn't saying anything. I mean, I play this clip because it's hard to believe that the obvious is coming out of their mouths. John King said what's obvious. Yes, Donald Trump is right on China. Surprise, surprise. Donald Trump will win on China. There will not be anybody elected in his place. And as I said to you guys, I want to assuage any angst that my audience is feeling right now. The House is going to come back over to Donald Trump. The Senate is going to get more seats for Republicans because of Donald Trump. Feel good about this. Here's a couple of tweets. Oh, by the way, Donald Trump signed into legislation that forgave student loan debt for disabled members of the military. Kurt Schilling tweeted this, and hardly any coverage at all by the media. Here's Donald Trump making this declaration himself.
And today I am taking executive action to ensure that our wounded warriors are not saddled with mountains of student debt. In a few moments, I will sign a memorandum directing the Department of Education to eliminate every penny of federal student loan debt owed by American veterans who are completely and permanently disabled.
Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. You might ask yourself, why haven't we done this before? Why isn't this just normal? If you go into the military and for whatever reason you come out disabled and you want to go to college or you had any debt at all, it should be wiped away. That should be an incentive to go into the military, and if something happens to you, you're okay. I think another thing that should happen, if a disabled person in the military comes out and is completely disabled, we should take care of their children. These are common sense type things. If you want to talk about where communism picks in, people working for the common good, I just gave it to you. Those are perfect examples. But you know what the Democrats want to do? They want to give free college to illegals. Kids of the military, disabled or not, they got to pay for theirs. Their parents are serving, man. Are you kidding me? Anyway, Donald Trump, there's no controversy there because it's a good thing that he did. And the Democrats are not going to, they don't want any good news coming for Trump. But what about this move on birthright citizenship? We have a clip of it.
We're looking at that very seriously, birthright citizenship, where you have a baby in our land, you walk over the border, have a baby, congratulations, the baby's now a U.S. citizen. We're looking at it very, very seriously. I don't know how you found that out, but that's very good. We are looking at birthright citizenship very seriously. It's frankly ridiculous.
Birthright citizenship is the most idiotic thing that we have ever allowed happen in this country. And you know what I'm so glad about? I'm glad that Donald Trump brought it up. Because in bringing it up, it means he's going to address it. He's not bringing it up willy-nilly. And it's not even a trial balloon. He thinks it's silly, and he's going to end it. And it's going to end up in a court battle. And that's okay, because we've needed this for some time. The 14th Amendment that gave the birthright citizenship to slaves was not meant to give birthright citizenship to everybody. The Democrats extended that all on their own. Well, look at Donald Trump doing something about it. And luckily, we have a slight lead in the Supreme Court, even though I'm not sure that we do, which brings me to my next tweet. John Roberts flew on Epstein's plane twice. I found this out on a tweet from Dinesh D'Souza. And the question Dinesh asked was, this Justice Roberts, our Justice John Roberts of the Supreme Court, Chief Justice. And I thought about it, because it certainly could have been. Think about it. I said this, when John Roberts did not cast a vote striking down Obamacare as unconstitutional, I said to myself, they got the goods on him. I don't know what it is, but they got the goods on him. And if it turns out that he was one of the people on the manifest of Jeffrey Epstein's plane, we might very well have our answer. We might have a corrupted Supreme Court justice, somebody who can actually be, what do they call it, extorted. I'm going to tell you, I would not be surprised. I hate to say that, because when that guy was picked, I thought he was the most solid potential conservative on the court. And as it turns out, he may be compromised, I think is the word that they would use. Compromised. Anyway, there's a ton of other stuff. We don't have enough time. Nah, that clip's too long. We don't have enough time. A ton of stuff I wanted to talk about. Man, I'm just going to leave today's show by saying we are so fortunate in so many ways to live in this time, because our generation will probably be known as the second greatest generation, and we will have done more to put America back on track than any other group outside of the D-Day veterans. And I am so proud to be a part of that. I'm glad you guys are listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, kjradio.com. Tell a few friends.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.